Declaring God's Word, a daily devotion by Derek Prince. January the 10th, an effective transfer.
All this week, Derek's teaching looks at how the blood of Jesus redeems us from the hand of the devil. Today he explains how you can make sure that process of redemption is effective in your life.
Psalm 107, verse 2. Let the redeemed of the Lord say so, whom he has redeemed from the hand of the enemy.
Some people may know that they were redeemed out of the hand of the devil. Others do not. But I know full well where I was before Jesus came into my life. I've no doubt about it. I know what it's like to be in the devil's hand, and I never want to be there again. I also know, by what Scripture says, that it was the blood of Jesus that got me out of the hand of the devil and into the hand of the Good Shepherd. In John 10, verse 28, Jesus said of his people, I give unto them eternal life, and they shall never perish. Neither shall any man pluck them out of my hand. That was the transfer from the devil's hand to the hand of the Lord. But notice that this transfer is effective and able to benefit us only when we do one thing. When we say so. Let the redeemed of the Lord say so. If you are redeemed, say it. If you don't say it, your redemption is not effective. It's the word of your testimony that makes the blood effective. Listen to this proclamation and make it your own.
Thank you, Lord, for the blood of Jesus. I declare that by his blood I have been transferred from the enemy's hand to the hand of the Lord. Through the blood of Jesus, I am redeemed out of the hand of the devil. Amen. Derek Prince Ministries, reaching the unreached, teaching the untaught.